After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another way.
It's good to be here. So this Sunday, we celebrate Epiphany. And part of the significance is this was the sharing of the Messiah, a manifestation to the Gentiles. It's a festival. So the biblical, the sacred story has these three gifts: gold for kingship, frankincense for God, and myrrh, because they used myrrh as an embalming resin. And so it symbolized mortality. Human beings die. And then there were these visits of angels, shepherds, sheep, and kings, magi, astrologers. That's the sacred story. But you know, all stories begin within a family. You know, the stories that the child is told and the friends are told. And I'm a storyteller, and we always do things in threes. So there would have been, I think, more visitors. You know, you just pick three, maybe the first one and the second one and the last one, or maybe you pick the three that represent the range of angels from God and shepherds who are ordinary, lowly people, and of course, kings. But I think there would have been other visitors. The 12 days, so Friday was the 12th day, that represents that travel time for the Magi to follow the star. So the shepherds were ordinary, lowly, but I think there would have been other visitors. For sure, the innkeeper's wife would have brought dinner. Yeah, for sure. And those shepherds, they would have told their aunties and their mothers and their grandmothers, and they would have told someone else. And of course, they would have brought gifts. And I like to believe as a mother and as a grandmother, that one of the guests or one of the visitors very early on was a midwife. Yeah, for sure. A midwife. Yeah. I also heard, you know, that we celebrate those gifts, that hospitality of the 12 days of Christmas. There's even that song that we sing that's kind of, you know, a continuous fun song, and it's from the 1900s, but there was a tradition of gifts in those 12 days. And remember the song about the drummer boy, you know, a gift that was very democratic. People who had almost nothing to give would give that gift. Like the sheep, they would have kept the baby warm because of being in that space. And you know, I got some insight on social media with that drummer boy story, you know, like picture it. Mary just gets the baby Jesus to sleep. I did that last night with my granddaughter. It took a long time to get her to sleep. And so I can imagine, Mary, you know, like, what? A drum? But the guests, the gifts, they were all there. The thing is, history of ordinary people is often invisible. We don't record it. We don't hear about it. You know, many of the people who came to visit probably were visiting a baby. That's part of Jesus' mortality. They weren't coming because maybe of the extraordinary part of the news, but just because a baby is someone to visit. It wasn't until these magi came to King Herod that the news hit that higher level. Somehow it got on what you would call maybe the radar. So the angels, they brought good news to the shepherds, to the ordinary people, but the king, the kings, the magis, when they spread the word by stopping at King Herod's, that created the danger. And you know, I'm sure like now in international, there's embassies and diplomacy when one important person or magi or king visits another nation. So perhaps they had to stop and visit Herod before they entered his area, or maybe they expected to see the young king there. But now we have this warning. But there were all these gifts from the visitors, the vision. And you know, from drums and warmth and the gift of the midwife. The tradition that I come from, we have infant baptism. And often there are gifts. There are gifts to a baby of a vision and a promise of what they'll need, who they will become, where they come from. So at Wesley, the church gives the parents the candles from a baptism, and then they let the mother or the father pick out a Wesley bear, a little hand-knit bear for the baby. My parents always like to give a Bible. So those are gifts to babies, even in fairy tales. The gifts of the visitors to new babies are an expectation of what they will need in life, who they will be, perhaps some protection for the future, what their place in the community would be. And some gifts are very practical, like toys and computers. And some gifts are metaphorical. So like when you think about it, that's an excellent idea that trip to Egypt, that flight to Egypt, the gold would have made all the difference. The difference between being very, very impoverished, a shepherd doesn't have, or a carpenter doesn't have a lot of wherewithal to, and there were international trade networks. And it was a perilous journey. So the gold from the Magi let Joseph bring his family to be emigrants, to cross, not so much as refugees, but with a little bit of a cushion to be safe. But these other gifts, maybe they were practical too, as well as symbolic. The frankincense and myrrh both come from resins, from trees. So not quite maple syrup. It's kind of not boiling it down, but letting it get hardened. And they have been traded for 5,000 years. So way before Jesus was born. Frankincense is and has always been a cosmetic, among other things. In fact, the Egyptians used it for their eye makeup, which when you think about it is way more healthy than the lead that Elizabethan England put on their skin. Frankincense remains today as something that makes your skin more youthful. I know I don't buy all the products I hear about in the advertisements, but I do read. And frankincense is good for your skin. The smoke from the resins of frankincense and myrrh, people used to use that smoke so that they would smell better than they otherwise would. And they were used in ceremonies. Frankincense and myrrh, medicinally, everything from wounds, worms, snake bites, diarrhea, plague, scurvy, baldness. These were very, very practical gifts. Today, the essential oils are used for perfumes, cosmetics, and in traditional Chinese medicine. Maybe the Magi came from that far away. So there was a study in 2016 that frankincense is an anti-inflammatory. It's good for pain. It also, apparently, according to a 2019 study, is good for treating cancer. So these were gifts that had value in the trade network. But also, if you picture Mary and Joseph, they've got the gold to secure passage, to be comfortable. So they're not always staying in mangers and stables, but have a secure place as they're traveling with the with on their journey. But also, the frankincense and myrrh connected them to a community. These have healing properties. So perhaps Mary would be able to help someone who had wounds or needed protection from the sun. Perhaps it would be an opportunity to learn on their travels and when they got where they were going. So these gifts, if you think about Jesus as a young child, coming to a new country, new places with the curiosity of a child and the gifts of the Son of God. He also has the gifts from the Magi. The gold to keep him safe and secure as an immigrant, as a refugee, the frankincense and myrrh to connect his family to healers. And to begin, perhaps this is where that interest began, of Jesus as a man of radical hospitality and healing. And what does that mean for us? Angels, shepherds, magi. Well, it's inclusive because magis were from somewhere else. It's all about that tradition that the magi said of looking after immigrants and newcomers. The angels and the wise men about calling, listening to dreams, watching the stars, being curious, the shepherds about humility, and this idea of hospitality, being inclusive. Social justice, for sure, if you think about the gift of the gold to help Jesus' family not be outcasts as they immigrated. And it gives us a spiritual practice that we too can have humility, be curious, have radical hospitality and healing. And so let us continue past the 12 days of Christmas to give as we can.